Joining me on the phone is the exhibitor coordinator for Host Expo Canada, Jack Gordon. Jack, you guys are in Red Deer this week, and what have you got to set up as part of the largest equine trade show in Western Canada?
Thank you. We've got actually a huge amount of vendors and exhibitors. We're over 250 exhibitors this year, which is a record number for us. It's taken over all four of the pavilions at Western Park, as full of vendor sites, as well as we're using the Ag West and Ag East arenas as well for our clinicians and presenters.
What are your hours this weekend? When does it get started, and when does it continue through until?
Starts on Friday, the 26th of April. It's at 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Saturday, the 27th, it goes from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And from Sunday the 28th, it's 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and that's the hours for the exhibitor and the floor shows. The trainer's challenge, which is something that we also run throughout the weekend, it has a finale that runs from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday the 28th of April.
How pleased are you with the way that it has come back following the pandemic to have exhibitors and obviously your visitors that come in here over the last year, and now as you look ahead to the 2024 version?
We're really pleased about it. This is our third year here in Red Deer, and it has grown stronger each year, which is really exciting to see. This year we are quite happy about it because of all of our exhibitors, we've actually filled all four arenas with no empty spaces, and we're kind of trying to squeeze everybody in to get all the exhibitors that want to come to the show here.
What's your best way of describing what this show is, Jack?
It's a mix of all of the different types of horse-related applications, however you want to look at it. It could be English, it could be Western, it could be any mix in between, and anything that relates to horses, we're representing all of it here.
Who do you encourage to come out to this show?
This show is for everybody and anybody. If you know horses, then you will really love it. If you don't know horses, you're in for a treat because you'll get to learn a lot about horses.
What have you got there in terms of things for families and if people want to bring their kids along?
This is our third year now. We run a scavenger hunt for the kids, so it's open. It's a really good area for the families to come to. The kids' scavenger hunt involves activities for them to fill in forms, to complete challenges, and with those forms, they can submit them in for contest baskets. We have about five exhibitor winning baskets. We raffle off each day. We give away each day by drawing a name for all the kids that are involved. So we're really focused in on the kids. And like I said, it's our third year for doing that. And yeah, it's been very positive feedback in dealing with the kids and the parents.
Great. And you did touch on the trainer's showdown. Just what exactly does that entail and what's up for grabs?
Great question, too. The trainer showdown is all about bringing in what we call the legends this year. So we have Doug Mills, Pat Pirelli, and Glenn Stewart as our trainer legends. And what they do is they just get a young horse and they train them. They have two shows on Friday, two shows on Saturday, and then one show Sunday morning, and then a finale on late Sunday afternoon. And it is a winner-take-all, so to speak. It's voted on by judges, as well as we have a fan vote as well that helps to decide who the overall winner is.
Wonderful. So it's Westerner Park in Red Deer. It's the Horse Expo Canada 2024 edition. Jack, is there a entry fee to get in to see the expo?
Yes, the tickets are available at the door, and adult tickets for a weekend pass you can get on Friday. An adult weekend pass is $55. A youth pass, which is 5 to 17, is $42. But you can also buy day admissions for adults for $23 and youth, again, 5 to 17 for $17.
Perfect. And you can find out more information at horseexpo.ca. Jack, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, you're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.